Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
I guess we're gonna do another episode on censorship because we asked for questions and we got so many.
No, 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 no.
What's the matter?
Not this time, fella.
Well, we got so many.
No, 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 no.
Well, we got a lot of questions, so let's get into it.
This is Stranger Stuff.
So far away from me
emotionally
and physically
and mentally. That's
and
right.
There's a dog barking. What's up with that? I don't have any dogs.
I have six dogs. That was Silas.
Well, why can we hear one of your six dogs?
Because I have a 102 fever, just like that famous song. I've got a fever of 102. I feel
I
real
believe.
Sick. What about you? Nobody listens to that song.
Yeah, that wasn't as famous as the other one. But John's really sick, so hopefully we can get him to be really, really loopy, and this will be the best episode we've ever recorded, right?
I had all of my medicine.
All a Dayquil.
Dayquil, afternoon quill, night quill, owl quill. It's a vegan product. Quills from a hedgehog.
Yeah.
Quills from pens.
So is Dayquil vegan?
Yeah. It's made out of drugs, and drugs are made out of plants. All of them. I don't ever want to know anything else about them.
All right, cool. Sounds good. I learned my lesson last week because, like, 2 hours before we went to record, I posted on our Facebook group, we're covering censorship. Does anyone have any questions they want answered? Thinking I'd get, like, one really good one for a listener question. But instead, I got, like, 10 really good ones. So I think next time I will post days in advance. This time we got so many good questions that we had to do a second episode. So welcome to censorship part two, Electric Boogaloo.
Uncensored. That's what it's called.
Well, it's uncensored, but we're also not going to swear.
Yeah, but this one's censorship too, and the two dots, uncensored. Yeah.
That'll get all of the edgy kids in here. If you haven't already gathered, John and I are far apart. He's at his home. I'm in the regular studio. So you might hear dogs barking. You might hear cats meowing, and you might hear John's being sick.
Cough, 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 cough.
Nice Foley work.
Thank you.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. We didn't say what the show is. What is this show? I'm Nick.
I'm John.
And this is Stranger Still.
And it's a podcast.
Where?
We.
Answer the questions.
That you want to know.
About.
That's pretty good. Print it.
Flawless. Like I said, all of these are listener questions about censorship, and we will hop right in. The first question comes from Grandma Josephine. She wants to know, has anyone been watching the Young Pope series on TV? What are your thoughts? One sentence.
Thanks, Grandma.
That was the first question we got.
If you guys are not a member of the Facebook Stranger Still group, you are doing yourself a disservice. It's my grandmother is on top of her game, and she wants to know a lot of cool things. She also has the biggest list of dad, mom, grandma, grandpa, uncle, step-uncle jokes you've ever heard.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
It goes way beyond dad jokes.
Yeah, I got nothing else to say to that, but have you watched The Young Pope?
No.
I have no idea what it is.
What's the next question, Nick?
Yep, next one comes from my brother, Drew Wood. He asked, why is Japanese porn censored? And we kind of touched on that last week. But our good buddy Josh W. also asked, why is Japanese porn still censored? And what good was censoring it in the first place? It's such a strange law, and even Google searches don't turn up much. So we talked about how their censorship created all kinds of weird fetishes, but we didn't talk about why it was censored. So we got a two-parter here. And I got a lot of great information from a site appropriately called Japan Probe.
Oh, wonderful.
It wasn't like a sexual thing. It was just like they dive into Japan things, but then they wrote this article about censorship.
Digging yourself deeper into a hole.
Sorry.
Dive deeper. Come on.
So this article said that during the Meiji era, which lasted from 1868 to 1912, this is when Japan finally opened up their doors to the outside world. They were isolated during or before the 1868 when the Meiji era started. So they finally opened up their doors and started adapting some Western ideas. And one of those ideas was censorship and the idea that things could, I guess, taint culture and make it disgusting and no one would want to see it. So during that time, they introduced laws that anything, quote, injurious to public morals would be censored, and it has stuck around since then.
Hmm.
And we touched on like the whole moral implications thing last episode, so I won't go into it now. But as to why it's still around, which is the rest of Josh's question, part of this was due to after World War II, the U.S. came in to introduce more freedom of speech laws. The U.S. loves to spread their democracy and their ideas of freedom of speech and stuff, like with the Middle East and all that stuff, peace in the Middle East. It's fun.
Peace in the Middle East?
Yeah.
Okay.
They changed a bunch of freedom of speech laws, but didn't feel the need to touch any laws pertaining to pornography. And now Japan is finding that it's harder to regulate the internet, go figure, and pornography distribution therein. So it's a possibility that this law might change in the near future, but no one really knows.
So my question always was, the title of this episode is Stranger Still, Censorship. Uncensored.
Yeah.
Couldn't they search on Google uncensored? Yeah, exactly. Isn't that easy? Okay.
Yes, it is. Yeah. The funny thing is, I don't know how well these devices work, but on, what was it, Japan Probe, they had a picture of some device that was supposed to get rid of mosaic tiling on VHS tapes and stuff. And there's like all these knobs that you would turn to dial it in and get rid of the mosaic tile. I don't think that would work.
That's really artsy, though.
It was really funny looking. The laws are actually relaxing a little bit too. I think they're finally realizing that it's stupid, but as of I think 2005, pubic hair was always censored up to that point, and they finally required it not to be censored. And then they also allow some, I guess, artful uncensored nudity from like foreign films. So there was an American film that was brought over to Japan, and this like professor was showing body parts, and they didn't require it to be censored, I guess, because it was artful and educational.
Yeah, educational. Dang, they're probably like, oh my god, what is that?
Never seen one of those. I've just seen a bunch of blocks.
I don't understand why it's not blocks. How awkward is that the first time that, you know, two intimate humans meet and like, oh, I didn't think it looked like this.
Yeah, I was gonna get into that later, but yeah, maybe I'll save it because we're gonna loop back around to that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But the next question I got also comes from Drew Wood, my brother. He said you should cover the trial with Dee Snider and Al Gore's wife, former wife. Do you know anything about this?
I do. I happen to be buddies with the Snider family.
Yeah.
So Cody was just on our Dapple episode, and he actually mentioned on that episode a little bit about this.
Yeah. But the idea there was that back in 1985, there was a few ladies, like wives of political people that people called the Washington Wives, including Tipper Gore. Which, are you trying to cough? They decided that certain music was corrupting our youth. They seemed to have something out for Dee Snider. Like, they put a bunch of his songs and videos on blast, and like they had a list of 15 filthy songs that like should be blacklisted, blah 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 blah. But all of that was to try to give music a rating system like we have in movies and television, which in some regards would mean less sales, right? So you restrict availability, you restrict sales, which is why there's not very many rated R comedies. Well, they're what there used to not be, but because they're supposed to be funny, so let more people see them.
Make more money if you limit your audience, then you don't. But now it's more desirable to make it like, ooh, this is taboo. I think that played a part in it a little bit in the beginning.
Absolutely. In the end, we got the parental advisory sticker, which I think was just the common ground that both sides of the argument came to. So you see that on CDs all over Walmart.
Thanks, D.
Man, we're flying right through these.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. You're just not interrupting me as much as usual. Must be something to do with that fever or something.
A little bit, maybe.
It's draining me.
It's draining your soul.
Okay.
So another family member asked, oh, I forgot to say who it was. My sister-in-law, Christina, asked, why is the color black always used? Like black bars, black advisory stickers, etc. I said, et cetera. It's et cetera. I know the difference.
I actually know that one. So when people used to censor television, companies only had black paint. So they used to paint on the television screen with black because other paints were too expensive, like ink cartridges.
They would paint on their televisions?
What's the next question, Nick?
I think I answered that one, Nicholas. I couldn't really find a good answer that I liked. I was hoping to like find an article that was like the history of the censor bar, but that doesn't seem to exist. Maybe I could do that someday.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm willing to bet that something like this happened where someone painted or printed genitals and someone didn't like it, so they painted over it in black to ensure nothing could be seen through it. Because if you painted it with white, you just shine light through it and you can see it. And then when it comes to television, it was easier to hold like a black piece of paper over something to cover it when you're editing on the editing table.
Mm-hmm.
And
it just seems like the default color. It just seems...
Well, yeah, I always think back to the NES because you'll see a lot of black colors on the NES because it's not technically a color. It's an absence of color. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to use up part of the 8-bit to put black on the screen. So I think that's the other thing, is that creating an absence of color is probably easier to manually edit out of a reel of film, which you would have to do rather than whiting it out.
Right. That makes sense to me.
I think that trend just stuck. I don't know. This next one is it's kind of a three-parter. We've got a question from Jenny S., my good friend Jenny. She asked, if women tape pictures of male nipples onto their nipples, would they still be censored? Could I go shirtless outside with male nipples? Which we touched on that a little bit with the Free the Nipple campaign last
sure.
week.
Yeah, you just got to go on Amazon and buy some prosthetics.
Yeah. And I wanted to compound that with two other questions. One was from Nikki E., and she asked, why are boobies such a big deal on American TV when they are displayed freely on European plus other countries' channels? And Anna W. asked, kind of along the same lines, but breastfeeding in public, why is it something we censor here when it's naturally and fully accepted in other parts of the world?
This could be whole three episodes, so that's a lot of stuff.
That's really true.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to think of Jenny's question. That's like a really good thought experiment.
Actually, the male nipples on the female. There's a project on Instagram, and I can't remember the name of it right now, and I wish I knew.
You'll have to add it to our group later.
But they basically show a close-up of nipples, and they don't specify it's male or female. So Instagram doesn't know whether to block it or not.
Yeah.
And it kind of just messes with them.
And I saw that.
Yeah.
That's really funny. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. There's the arguments against female nipples in public in general is that it's indecent exposure. And if we allowed female nipples to fly freely, we'd have to let male genitalia just out and about.
Yeah, which they have, because I mean, the thing that really hits home for me with this too is that when people first started going to the beach, men weren't allowed to show their nipples either.
Oh yeah, they wore the full bathing suits. Yeah.
Yep. So then it's kind of just like white men that controlled the world, or just men in general, and they decided we're going to make rules about this, and we can be free and you can't.
Yeah. Well, I think part of it is that there are certain parts of the body that are sexualized, and for some reason, I guess it's because evolutionarily, male nipples and male chests weren't necessary to evolution, so to speak. So it's not sexualized in the same way that maybe a female nipple would be. You know?
Yeah, but it's also culturally sexualized.
That's true.
Yeah, it's culturally sexualized. I used to have study hall in a French room. It was a French language class, but I didn't take French. But they had magazines from France.
Yeah.
Just so you can kind of look through and learn the language. And there'd just be nude women, like topless women, just in the middle of the magazine.
Absolutely.
Just like ads and stuff. And it wasn't sexualized at all. it was really cool that it was just kind of like they were advertising a beauty product, so they showed a beautiful woman. And
this,
I
don't remember where I heard this, but like some comedian was talking about how whatever society is the most self-conscious about is what their humor starts to be about. So if you watch an American comedian, they'll talk a lot about sex because as a society, we like to be private about it and we're pretty self-conscious. Like no one knows if they're doing the right thing and it's just no one talks about it. So we're self-conscious about it. But if you go over to France, they're very free about that, like you said, with the magazines. Whereas religion is something that they're very self-conscious about over there. So a lot of their comedians will make jokes about religion instead of sexuality.
That's cool.
So it's a big culture thing, and I think that's why, like Nikki asked, why they can be displayed freely on European channels. It's just because it's not as sexualized over there.
Yeah, and in North Korea, all the jokes are about all the losers that make fun of Kim Jong-il.
I would not be surprised if that were the case.
Or they can just say, laugh. I command you, laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a really cool story that I read, and I'm trying to remember who it was. Hold on, this is worth looking up real quick.
Okay. Hey, while you're looking that up, I got a couple other points. Okay. I'll just go into it. So the other thing that I wanted to touch on is, like, I couldn't think of why breastfeeding shouldn't be allowed in public. So I had to go look up counter-arguments because I just couldn't wrap my head around it. Like, it's just whatever. They're not showing anything. It's not a sexual act. It's not corrupting anyone. It's natural. It's part of nature, whatever. And some of the arguments were literally, it's disgusting, which is wrong. And it's natural, yes, but so is urinating and sex. But if you do that in public, you go to jail and end up on a list. So why, as to why it's considered indecent exposure, that's got to go back to the whole corrupting the youth thing, which I wholeheartedly disagree with. This is where I wanted to come back to, like, the whole thing that you brought up with Japan, and I expected a bunch of tiles. And this is just, like, my opinion, man, but I would rather have my child experience it when it happens out in the world rather than shelter them from it, and then they grow up, and I can't shield their eyes and earmuff them all the 24/7, and then they finally see it for the first time, and they get super freaked out, and they don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's like, have you seen the modern classic? Yeah, have you seen the modern classic Bubble Boy starring Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
It's like that.
The modern classic. My God. Oh, I did find something real quick I want to tell you.
Yeah.
There is an article from New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just similar. It just reminded me of the North Korean thing I was talking about, but it comes into comedy. It's a little side note. I'm going to just read this paragraph.
Go for it.
In the real world, of course, translators have a certain kind of shadowy power. Jimmy Carter learned this the hard way in Poland when his non-native interpreter turned a perfectly wholesome remark of his into, I desire the Poles carnally. Shortly after he left office, Carter was perplexed to find his opening anecdote in a speech to a college in Japan greeted with uproarious laughter. When he asked why the joke had gotten such an extraordinary response, he received this reply from his Japanese interpreter. I told the audience, President Carter told a funny story. Everyone must laugh.
Oh my God. That's so bad.
Pretty good.
Oh, poor Jimmy Carter. He gets a bad rep. I don't get it.
I think he did a pretty good job there.
Yeah. Last question I got here comes from my good buddy Owen Chowell. Chowells? Do you know how to pronounce his last name?
I gotta say it in front of me. You gotta say it in his accent.
Go for it.
It's Chowells. Yeah, it's Chowells.
Just say it in his accent.
Owen Chowells.
That just sounded like...
Owen Chowells.
Owen Chowells.
Yep. Terrible.
Was that offensive enough?
Blocked.
He's on a podcast called Classic Schmastic, which is hard to say for me for some reason. I got a lot of saliva or something. But he asked, how come they used to swear in 80s kids movies all the time, I guess, but they don't so much now? Was there a change in regulation or just a change in attitudes? They tend to have just the one spurring, oh, bleep moment or something like that.
Yeah.
And I often used to wonder this, because my example was with Back to the Future. We tried playing it for kids at the daycare that we used to work with, and we forgot the scene where Biff and his crew are in the car and they drive into the back of a manure truck and they yell, oh, shoes.
Yeah.
But not shoes.
Yeah.
And that's PG-13. I didn't realize it at the time. But many other people actually will cite things like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, where a man rips the heart out of another man's living, beating chest, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of sexual tension in that movie. And Gremlins was the other one, which is pretty violent by like 80s standards. But they cite those two movies as to why a PG-13 rating was created. So when those movies were released, it was just G, PG, and R. That was it. And or maybe NC-17, but I don't think so. The movies weren't bad enough to be rated at R, so they went with PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
And parents saw this and thought, oh, it's okay to take my toddler to. It's like Winnie the Pooh or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh, that PG-13. When where's that weird, really weird scene with between Piglet and Pooh?
Yeah, but back then it would have only been PG.
Right.
So, I mean, with that scene with Tigger.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to scar him for life. So it wasn't okay to take him to, but there's no way of knowing it until they went and saw it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just thought of this. A memory just clicked into my mind from when I was a kid. I think that this brew a certain culture into parents, because I grew up in the 90s, and my parents used to always, if they thought a movie was on the line, they would go see it first and then come back and be like, yeah, it's okay for you to go see, or no, it's not okay for you to go see. I think that maybe that started to breed that culture because they didn't have the in-between back when they were being raised and watching movies. So
I'm sure that movie companies are like really upset that people don't pay for movies twice anymore.
Right? Yeah. They just download them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't download a car.
Oh, did you know that the music that was used for that advertisement was pirated?
I highly doubt that.
That's true. That was on Reddit's Things I Learned Today.
What?
The music that they used in the advertisement saying that you shouldn't pirate music was pirated.
No way.
You look it up and you let me
know.
That
is bonkers, dude. That's hilarious. But anyway, back in 1984, people got upset about it because they were taking their toddlers to go see Gremlins. And that's when they finally came up with the PG-13 rating.
Mm-hmm.
And the first PG-13 movie ever released, can you guess? You're never going to get it.
Transformers 7.
No, it was Red Dawn. Red Dawn was released in August of 1984 with the first PG-13 rating.
Look at that. I was -4.
So believe it or not, that's all I got for censorship. We just flew right through those. It's almost been a half an hour. Can you believe it?
Yeah, that was pretty quick. I think we covered a lot of decent stuff.
Yeah.
And
so
it
thanks
didn't
for all
collapse.
What's that?
And it didn't collapse.
Yeah, you haven't blacked out yet.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks, everyone, for all those great questions. I'll make sure to ask for questions sooner next time and just work it into the normal flow of an episode. But I figured since you're sick and we got all these great questions, we could do this kind of relaxed format.
Yeah, nice chill episode.
So I don't think I'll ask you to recap, but do you want to recap?
Yeah, don't censor nipples, don't censor boobies, don't censor private parts.
Anything. Yeah,
yeah, just kind of like...
Just be free about it.
Like knock it off, basically.
Yeah.
Like, come on. You're making it worse.
Yeah. Get over it, people. John.
Yeah.
Where can people find us?
They can find us in our Facebook group if you search Stranger Still.
And you can find us on Twitter at Stranger Still.
Or StrangerStillShow.com.
And if you want to email us, it's podcast@StrangerStillShow.com. And speaking of Twitter, I've got our first ever correction.
Woohoo!
It's actually from last week's episode. So last week we went over Matt's question of why The Walking Dead, like they wouldn't swear, but they would show these grotesque murders of zombies.
Mm-hmm.
So friend of the podcast, Jeff Kowalski of Creepypodsta, he tweeted at us that the cable channels aren't regulated by the FCC, like I said. Since I guess you have to choose to pay for cable, this is me just speculating because there's not like a good answer out there. But since you have to choose to pay for cable and it's not on public airwaves, cable channels actually self-regulate. They choose what to censor themselves and what not to show on television. And
to satisfy their advertisers, right?
Well, that, yeah, especially advertisers, because it always comes down to money, and I think it also comes down to what's going to get us in the least amount of trouble and the least amount of lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely advertisers. Like, you think of, have you heard of the whole YouTube controversy now?
Isn't that something that the Young Turks were talking about?
I believe so.
Where advertisers don't want to put ads in front of things with swearing?
Well, yeah, they have this idea in their head that advertisers don't want to be attached to videos with a bunch of grotesque swearing and that sort of thing. So they would be preemptive, find those like those videos where people are swearing left and right, and then revoke advertising privileges on those videos. Whether or not the advertisers care is a different story, but it always comes down to money.
Yep.
And the other thing that it reminded me of was an interview that I either read or saw with Matt Stone and Trey Parker from South Park,
mm-hmm.
and all the great things they've done, where they would have to get approval from Comedy Central for the content they wanted to show on TV. So they would ask for the pony first. That is to say, they would ask for something like really awful, really, 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 really gross. And if they said no, they'd ask for something less awful, something that they really wanted. And they were more likely to say yes.
It's like they're selling cars.
Exactly. And if they said yes the first time, then they got what they wanted. So it's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just comes down to people and what's going to offend them the most.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's just like that famous song from that famous, famous group. Cash rules everything around us.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Dollar, dollar bills, yes.
I had a friend named Joel.
Bills, please.
He lives in Japan now. One of our other friends, Tyler, would always sing that song, and he'd go, pesos, 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 senor, every time.
Pretty good stuff.
But that's all I got.
Okay.
I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this has been
Stranger Stuff.